is almost unbelievable that one of the world's biggest YouTubers has deleted all of his videos for Jesus. But did he do the right thing? Well, Gideon is getting hate from both sides. On one hand, there's a whole bunch of Christians that are saying, you're not doing us any favours. We as Christians, we can have a laugh, we can have fun. After all, aren't you doing the Lord's work by putting a smile on someone's face? You don't have to quit your YouTube channel. Stop it. Go back to making prank videos. But then on the flip side, he's got unbelievers who are saying, Gideon, are you okay, man? Is everything okay? Are you going unstable in your mind? Are you having a quarter-life crisis? You do realise what you're giving up. 10 million views every single week. Just have a think before you do something stupid. Well, Gideon, if this video ever finds you, I have one message for you, and it's this. Don't listen to men when God has already given you the answer. And that goes for every single one of us. Why do we run to men and women and ask their opinions on things when God has already told us what to do? Okay, everyone listen very carefully because I'm about to show you something very powerful. The Bible says, then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off. You know the story well. David, the shepherd lad, arrives with a packed lunch and he sees his brothers and all the men of God are scared of this huge man called Goliath, this Philistine. And David says, who is this Philistine that he should stand against the living God? We have God on our side. I will fight him. I will beat him. And eventually he manages to convince King Saul, Saul, let me go and let me fight against Goliath. Well, Saul agrees, but under one condition. Here is my helmet, David. Wear it. Here is my armor. Wear it. Saul probably thought, well, I am the king and I have the finest tools in the land. So if I give these to David, that will help him. And we as Christians can often do the same thing. Often we're doing it in the best of intentions, but often we're wrong for doing this. Because what did David do? He took off that armor because it didn't fit. It wasn't the right tools for him. Is all he needed was five little stones and a sling and he would bring down Goliath. And guys, I truly do believe that's what people are doing with Gideon. We might watch his videos, I might watch his videos, and to my shame, I've only seen about one or two. And I might think, well, they do seem, you know, just entertainment. There's nothing wrong with a bit of entertainment. I'll write a comment to Gideon and say, it's okay, Gideon, carry on. But the fact is this, I am not the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit has dealt with Gideon and told him, no, you need to take these videos down. I'm convicting you. I want you to do this. This is the Goliath that you must take down and you must do it to draw closer to the living God. Well, then Gideon must obey and you and I should keep our mouths shut. And friends, again, in the best of intentions, we might think we have the best tools. We might say we have the best form of Christianity, the best theology. But we really just need right now to get around Gideon and to pray for him and to support him. Because after all, his massive community that he once had, they've all ditched him. And right now, we need to just love him and support him as he seeks to follow Christ in this new journey he's about to embark. Why am I so passionate about this? Well, just a few weeks ago, I was street preaching and a man recognized my voice from the videos that I make. Now, this doesn't happen often, but this man, he said, oh yes, I watch your YouTube channel. But we nearly got into an almost argument, a heated debate, because he wanted to know, why is it you don't monetize your videos? Couldn't you take the money that you get from those millions of views at times and put it all into charity? And I hear that argument so many times from you guys in the comment section. Why can't you just give all the money to charity? And I get it, it's a valuable argument. But the point is this, God has convicted me. I believe that the Lord wants me to make these videos totally free. I believe that I am called not to put adverts in front of my channel. And I know there's many Christian YouTubers who do it, and that's absolutely fine for them because God has given them liberties and God has given them permission, if you like, to put adverts on. But for me, I know I would be going against my conviction under the Lord if I put them on because I want the gospel to be totally free with zero distractions when I preach it. I want you to know what I'm about to say next, I'm saying from a place of love. as a man who has also made mistakes. But just listen to this Bible verse. If I had spoken out like that, I would have offended your children. I do think older Christians don't realize the impact they have on younger Christians, and sometimes even the damage they can do by discouraging younger Christians. Okay, I'm not an old man, but I have grown up hearing theology. My father was my Sunday school teacher. I was taught the Bible my whole life. I've been saved for 14 years, and I'd like to think, again, without being arrogant, that I've got a reasonable grasp of the scriptures. But even I, when I log in on YouTube, and there are so many opinions, so many thoughts, so many theologies, you know, I have on my channel Calvinists, hyper-Calvinists, Arminians, Pentecostals, cessationists, we've got Methodists, we've got Anabaptists, Orthodox, all of these different opinions, all of these different theologies, and at times, it can be really confusing. And if I'm being totally transparent with you, at times, dare I say, it even rocks my faith a little bit. And some nights, I've even stayed up at night thinking, have I got this wrong? Have I got this wrong? What if I'm leading people astray? And it's good to ask these questions. It's good to wrestle with the Bible and to understand the scriptures. But we also mustn't forget that we need to keep the main thing the main thing. And if I'm trusting in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if I'm trusting in the risen Savior and Him alone for my salvation, that's all that really matters. And I need to rest on that, on the simple things, and not get confused by all of these other matters. And that really is my fear for Gideon, that I'm worried that many people, from what I'm seeing already, there's been videos made, and these videos, they affect you, they hurt you. People are writing long essays in the comment section telling him all the things he's wrong about. And I just want to say, guys, let's be gentle. Let's look after Gideon at this time. Let's wrap our arms around him and try and support him. Because if we truly do believe that is all you need is the faith of a mustard seed and you're in the kingdom of God, as long as you're resting in the Lord Jesus Christ, Gideon's saved. And that means the Holy Spirit has entered into him, and the Holy Spirit will lead him down the right path. After all, are you the same Christian you were when you first began? Of course you're not. The Lord has changed you and you've realized different things. And if Gideon is in errors, and I don't know if he is, I've not watched a lot of his videos, but if he is in errors, the Lord will set him right and he'll bring the right people along at the right time to guide him on the right path. Christians for thousands of years have managed without YouTube videos and different comments. They've had people that the Lord has provided in their life to guide them and to help them. So let's just remember that Gideon is just a babe in Christ. He's just a baby. And again, I don't say that to be patronizing, but let's just love him and help him at this time, because he needs our guidance and not our rebukes and all of our opinions. I know we're talking about Gideon right now, but I couldn't help but think of an even larger YouTuber, Mr. Beast. As far as I can see, both Mr. Beast and Gideon were both brought up in Christian homes. Gideon, as you know, he sort of went his own way, and then eventually, just like that parable, he sold all that he had for the pearl of great price, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Mr. Beast, on the other hand, when he was young, he did receive the Lord Jesus Christ. At one time, he used to put on his YouTube banner, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." But as life has gone on, as he's got more and more famous, as he's got more and more wealth, these things have hardened his heart, and now he's rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe it's not too late for Jimmy, and we should still pray for him, because the Lord might just bring him back. After all, recently he's admitted that he's very miserable making these videos, and he's probably seen that when you're at the very top, life has nothing to offer you. This life was not made for us to build up all these treasures on earth. No, this life was made for us to enjoy the God of heaven and to worship Him. Because no man is supposed to be worshipped, just like Jimmy is not supposed to be worshipped. Any of these celebrities are not supposed to be worshipped. And when you get everything that this world can offer you and you realize it's empty, that really does make a person incredibly sad. In fact, Dan Blazeron, a multi-millionaire who has a lifestyle that many men would envy, he recently said that life is meaningless for him at the moment because he's tasted every single pleasure and he's just left more empty.
$1 million, you know, a lot of people equate money to happiness, and it's not. It's more freedom. What people don't understand is, like, once you have basic needs met, you don't get incremental happiness for more money. You do for a short period of time. Like, if you're a $100,000 a year guy and I bump you to $200,000, you're gonna be happy. but that's not going to last. You're going to get used to $200,000. My problem is, you know, and a lot of rich people, there's nothing that I buy that brings me happiness. I bought a Ferrari. I wasn't happy for more than 24 hours. I can't get pleasure spikes anymore. Pleasure is like fleeting, and pleasure is one of those things where it's like, it's a black hole.
But what about you? Perhaps Gideon's conversion has made you yourself consider about your own eternal soul. Which kingdom are you building? Are you building your own kingdom with more money, more followers, more parties, more clout? Or are you building a kingdom with the Lord Jesus Christ? His kingdom, which will never perish. When we look at Gideon, we might see, okay, yes, he has lost a lot. He's lost millions of followers. But know this, the moment that Gideon trusted in Christ, there was myriads of angels who were rejoicing over the fact that he had repented. And in fact, he will now have angels that will follow him. Not people, but angels will follow him to protect him. My dear friends, we might look at Gideon and we might think, this man, he has lost millions and millions of dollars of AdSense. He could be so rich and now he's sacrificed all of that. But know this, the moment Gideon gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he got monetized in heaven. He has spiritual riches that no eye can see and no mind can fathom until the day we get to glory when we're with the Lord Jesus Christ. Know this, Gideon might have lost his high status, friends, celebrities who used to message him, and now, oh, he's a Christian, he's boring, he's narrow, we don't want anything to do with him. But know this, Gideon has gained a friend. A friend who will sticketh closer than a brother, the Bible says, about Jesus Christ. But what about you? What about you? Are you going to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Gideon is just 22 years old and he's realized that he's got hope in Christ. But I don't know what age you are and you're watching this video, but whoever you are, wouldn't you be wise to make that decision too? Whether you've got to give up a lot like Gideon or whether you've got nothing, every single one of us should come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was willing to die for us. Yes, these people who said they loved Gideon and they had his back, where are they now? And yet Jesus Christ is willing to die for you and me, for sinners. He laid down his life, which is something that all of our fickle friends who often do leave us when we come to Christ would never do. Come to the one who on that cross paid the price for all of your sins, past, present, and future. And he died there so that you could be forgiven. And right now, if you come to the cross, all of your sins can be washed away. You can have a fresh start and you can have eternal riches in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. All the public figures in the world, all these religious men who made a big name for themselves, who were so loud and so vocal, and many people follow them. What are they doing now when they're in the grave? They're silent. And yet not even the grave itself could silence the Lord Jesus Christ, because he conquered the grave on the third day. And that is why, my friend, you would be so wise to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian and you're thinking Gideon has made a silly, silly mistake, I'm telling you, he's made the wisest decision that you could ever make. And you'd be very wise to follow in his footsteps. And it's all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Turn to him right now and you will be saved. Did you know that Katy Perry also grew up in a Christian home but eventually chose fame over Jesus Christ? If you want to hear the full story, click here right away.